Go ahead, Pastor. Let me have it.
Could you turn these lights on, please? These ones for here. Thank you. I can see all of you now. That's good.
我现在可以看到你们每一个人了。
Well, today we're going to be looking at a message that deals with our time of communion.
今天我们将来看一段与我们的圣餐有关系的经文。
Our ransom.
我们的赎价。
Take your Bibles, please, and turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 7.
请打开圣经，提摩太前书二章，一章，二章。
The verses are up on the screen.
屏幕上有那圣经的经节。
I urge you then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone.
我劝你第一要为万人恳求祷告代求祝谢。
For kings and all those in authority that we may live peaceable and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness.
为君王和一切在位的也该如此使我们可以敬虔端正平安无事的度日。
This is good and pleases God our Savior.
这是好的在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳。
Who wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth.
他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。
Who gave himself as a ransom for all men, and the testimony given in its proper time.
他舍自己做万人的赎价，到了时候，这事必证明出来。
For this purpose, I was appointed a herald and apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying, a teacher of the truth faith to the Gentiles.
我问子费派奉派做传道的是使徒做使徒做外邦人的师父教导他们相信学习真道。我说的是真话并不是谎言。
Today, the theme of our message is that Jesus, our mediator, is the one and only ransom for all people.
今天我们的主题是我们的中保耶稣基督是全人类唯一的赎价。
Today's message is a message of conviction. Speaking of conviction,
今天的信息是有关于确信。谈到确信，我们来看一个例子。
A pastor was approached by some members of a congregation about trouble in the church.
有一间教会的会友因为教会当中发生的问题来找牧师。
Airing their problems, they made all sorts of charges against the other group.
在谈论这些问题时，他们不断地攻击教会中的另外一个团队。
Responding to their complaints, the pastor said,
这位牧师在回答他们的抱怨时说
You're right, you're absolutely right.
你说的对，你说的完全正确。
The next night, however, the other group came to the pastor's house and told their side of the story.
然而第二天晚上，另外的那个团队来到牧师的家里，告诉牧师有关这些事情的另外一个方面。
He listened very quietly, and then he responded, You're right.You're absolutely right.
牧师静静地听，等到他们说完之后，牧师回答他们说：“你们说的对，你说的完全正确。”
His wife overheard everything from the kitchen.
牧师的太太在厨房里听到了他们对话的一切内容。
And as soon as the group left the house, she rushed into the living room.
当这些会友们一走，牧师的太太马上来到客厅，对牧师说。
She said, "You're the most wishy-washy man I've ever seen."
她对牧师说：“你是我所见过的最没有主见的好好先生。”
To that, the pastor replied, "You're right. You're absolutely right."
牧师对他太太说：“你说的对，你说的完全正确。”
First of all, we're to pray for all people.
第一，我们要为万人祷告。
Could you turn this down a little bit? My head's ringing. Thank you. These different aspects of prayer, we were looking at requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving. They show they represent the breath of prayer that should be prayed for everyone.
我们祷告、恳求、代求、祝谢, 这不同祷告的层面, 告诉我们, 祷告的范围应该包括每一个人。
What I love about Christianity is it's throwing down all barriers and all men are at the same level.
基督教的教义没有任何的阻隔, 所有的人都平等地站在一个层面上。
And since Jesus Christ died for all, there's ample ground for praise and thanksgiving on behalf of the whole human race.
因为基督为所有人死, 所以我们有足够的理由来代表全人类表示感谢和赞美。
And remember this, a little addition to it, the ground is level at the foot of the cross.
请记得有这样一首, 诗歌的歌词是这样, 十字架上的道路已经修平。
And there are no great men, just a great God.
没有什么伟大的人, 只有伟大的神。
Secondly, God desires all people to be saved.
第二,神愿万人得救。
We should render praise that there is a way of salvation has been provided.
我们要感谢神给了我们一条得救的道路。
And none of us are excluded from that wonderful offer of mercy.
而且这个救恩是给所有人的。
Paul was opposed entirely to the narrow and bigoted feeling of the Jews at the time.
保罗当时极力反对那些狭隘的而且是固执的犹太人。
They regarded the whole Gentile world as excluded from covenant mercies and having no offer of life.
他们认为所有的外邦人是 没有与神立约的恩典, 他们是没有救恩的。
God's offer of salvation is universal and that it applies to all contextual cultural context as to its comprehensiveness.
但是神的救恩是给所有人, 是一切的文化可以认知、了解和经历的。
However, let's not confuse it with universalism.
但是我们不要把这个与普世, 救赎混淆在一起。
Universalism asserts that everyone will be saved regardless of their response to the gospel.
这个普救论相信所有人, 无论他们是否相信福音终必得救。
And we as messengers of the gospel must communicate it in a very positive way.
我们是神, 福音的使者, 我们要把这个福音很正确地告诉大家。
We don't want to say that every other religion is wrong and we are absolutely dogmatically right.
我们并不是说只有我们的宗教是对, 或者是, 我非常骄傲地说我们的宗教是对, 其他的教义都是错误的。
We want to communicate it positively and God wants all people to be saved.
我们想说的是, 神希望所有人得救。
And we humbly and happily want to proclaim that glorious message to everyone. Amen?
我们谦卑而感恩地希望能够把这福音的消息带给所有人。
Now we have a verse, 1 John 2:2.
约翰福音2章2节。 约翰一书2章2节。
He is the atoning sacrifice or payment for our sins, and not only ours, but also for the sins of the whole world.
他为我们的罪做了挽回祭, 不是单为我们的罪, 也是为普天下人的罪。
This passage does not mean that all people without exception are going to be saved.
这段经文的意思不是说所有人无一例外的终将得救。
It means people without distinction, Jews, Gentiles, rich and poor, religious and non-religious.
他的意思是说所有人无论是犹太人还是外邦人富裕的或者是贫穷的有宗教信仰或是没有宗教信仰。
See, everyone's sins has been atoned for through the precious blood of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary.
所有人的罪的赎价都由耶稣基督在十字架上所流出的宝血得到偿还。
Jesus Christ is the atoning sacrifice for all people.
耶稣基督是所有一切人的赎价。
But those and only those who profess faith in Jesus Christ, believe in Him, those are the only ones who will receive eternal life.
只有那些认罪悔改并且相信耶稣基督为他生命救主的人才能成为才能得到永生。
So my point is Christ died for you.
我的意思是耶稣为你死。
The question is, have you trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and received Him as the Lord of your life?
问题是你是否已经相信耶稣基督做你个人和生命的主。
The Bible says today is the day of salvation.
圣经上说今天是救赎的日子。
And do you want to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today?
你是否今天愿意相信耶稣基督以他为你生命的救主？
Here are the ABCs of salvation.
以下是得到救恩的三个步骤。
A, you must admit that you're a sinner and that you've disobeyed God, you need to turn from your sin.
第一是你要承认你是个罪人，你没有听从神的话，需要从罪中回转。
You must believe that Jesus Christ died for you and that He rose again.
你必须相信耶稣基督为你死并从死里复活。
And you must see, confess your sin and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior.
承认，第三是承认你的罪，接受耶稣基督成为你个人的救主。
Let's look at Revelation 22:16-17.
启示录22:16-17。
I, Jesus, have sent my angel and give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star.
我耶稣差遣我的使者为众教会将这些事向你们证明。我是大卫的根，又是他的后裔。我是明亮的晨星。
The Spirit in the Bible say, come and take of the free gift of the water of life.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的也当来。
And Gloria, I have a surprise for you.
愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
You work so hard, and I have a nice cool water for you.
牧师为我准备了已经是
And for me.
冰过的水，也为他自己准备了水。
None for you.
但是没有为你，我没有为大家准备。
And I want a toast today, okay? To Alfred, Mr. Lucky.For having you as his wife. That's for you, Alfred. But no water for you. As we drink this water, it certainly refreshes us.
当我们喝这些水的时候，我们的精神的确为之一振。
But there's a water that only the Savior can give, that if you drink of this water, you will never thirst again.
但是只有一种可以使你喝了不再渴的水，那是从耶稣而来的。
Today, have you drank of the water that only Jesus Christ can give? Are you thankful today that He is your Savior and your Lord?
今天你有没有喝从耶稣基督而来的水？
If you are, say praise the Lord.
你是否已经接受耶稣基督为生命的救主？如果是，请说感谢主。
2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slow keeping his promise, but as some understand slowness, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
This verse expresses the heart of God and his love for us as he waited for us.Till we came to the point in our lives where we trusted Him as our Lord and Savior.
这经节的意思是说，神实在是非常的爱我们，他愿意为我们来等待，等待有我们生命当中有一天，我们真的是愿意悔改来到他的面前。
A brother at work that I've been discipling for several years, his father, who is 77 years old, just came to live with him.
在我训练的一个基督徒的弟兄，他有一个父亲已经77岁，现在来和他们同住。
We prayed that his father would trust Christ as his Savior.
我们为他的父亲祷告，希望他的父亲能够认识神。
And what was amazing, he had to work one Sunday, and his father went to church with his wife.
很奇妙的是，这个弟兄礼拜天去工作，但是他的父亲和他的太太一起来到教会。
And at the service, this 77-year-old man trusted Jesus Christ as his Savior.
在那天聚会，这位77岁的老人相信了耶稣基督。
And he's ready to get baptized.
现在他愿意来接受洗礼。
You see, God waited 77 years for this man to come to him.
神为他等待了77年。
He had to break him down physically and show that he really needed God.
他需要使他在身体上真的是已经到了一个非常老迈的年纪，愿意来能够来信靠主耶稣基督。
Remember that God is always working in your life and the lives of those that you love.
神也在你的生命当中工作，也在你所爱的人生命当中工作。
He will bring circumstances and His Word into their lives and the Spirit of God working in their hearts to come to know Him as Savior.
他会兴起环境来使你相信他的话，并且来认识他。
Believe that God will save.
相信神是一位拯救的神。
Witness today to those that you love.
去见证那些你所爱人生命当中所发生的事。
And believe that God will work a miracle of salvation in their lives.
神会在他们生命当中来进行奇妙的救赎的工作。
He'll do it.
他会这样做。
Matthew 20:28 says, "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life a ransom for many."
马太福音20:28，正如人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
I believe that Jesus Christ came into this world to save me. Do you believe that?
我相信耶稣基督来到世界上是为了救赎我。
Let's look at John chapter 3, verses 18 and 19.
来看约翰福音3:18-19.
Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he's not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God.
信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
This is a verdict. Light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil.
光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。
This verse teaches us that you can't straddle the fence.
这句经文告诉我们说，我们不能逃离罪。
Do you straddle the fence in China? You know what straddling the fence is? You can't walk on this side of the fence.And on that side of the fence, you'll get in trouble.
他是说不能脚踏两只船。
The scriptures teaches us today that if Jesus isn't your savior, you stand here condemned in your sin.
他是耶稣基督来到世界上，你在世界上你是被定罪的。
You are either a Christian or you're not a Christian.
你不可能脚踏两只船，你或者是基督徒，或者不是。
You might think, well, one day I will be saved.
你或许相信有一天我会得救。
But today, if you die in your sins, you'll not be saved.
但是如果你今天就死了，你还是没有得救。
You see, all humanity is under the authority of a sovereign God.
所有人都在上帝的权柄之下。
As well as all of us are under the curse of sin.
也在罪的咒诅之下。
And the only thing that stands between you and me and eternal life is that initial first step of faith.
在我们和与神同享永生生命之间，只有一件事，就是迈出信心的第一步。
And that initial step of faith is trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord.
这信心的第一步就是相信耶稣基督是你生命的救主。
How many of you have taken that first step of faith? Raise your hand. The first step of faith, trusting Christ as your Savior.
你们当中有谁已经相信了耶稣基督是你生命的救主？
And we lift our hands to God and say, Praise the Lord.
让我们来说感谢神。
And we have a Pentecostal church now. It's good. Second, the third point here is Jesus is a ransom for all people.
第三点是基督是全人类的赎价。
Isaiah 45:22 says, Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other.
以赛亚书45:22，地极的人都当仰望我，就必得救，因为我是神，再没有别神。
And that same truth is told in the New Testament in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12.
同样的经文在新约里也有，使徒行传4:12。
It says, Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
除他以外别无拯救，因为在天上人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
See, the gospel message is exclusive in the sense that there are no other God but the God of the Bible.
除了圣经中的神，再没有别的神。就这点来说，福音的信息是具有排他性的。
There is but one God, and there's no competitors. The only competitor might be this God that we've made up in our hearts.
神是唯一的神，除了人们心中想象出来之外的神之外，神是没有任何竞争者的。
The gospel message is inclusive because God desires to be accepted as the God and Savior of all people.
同时福音的信息又是具有包含性的，上帝渴望所有人都接受他成为他们的救主。
Scientology is a religion that teaches gods or gods may exist, but the individual must decide for himself if they're real.
科学论派是一个教导有上帝或神明存在，但是每个人必须自己来判断的宗教。
You've heard of John Travolta?
你们有没有听说过约翰·屈福塔？
I can't dance like him, but anyways, He's a Scientologist.
牧师说的这人是个好莱坞的知名演员，同时也是一个科学论派者。
Remember not too long ago, sadly, his son Jet died.
在不久之前，他的儿子死了。
And when Jet was near death and he was in an ambulance and headed for the hospital, John Travolta said this.
当他的儿子濒临死亡，被救护车开着送往医院的时候
，John Travolta, who was a Scientologist, said.God, please help me.
这个约翰·屈福塔，他当时就说：“上帝啊，请你帮助我。”
See, deep down in everyone's heart, we know that there's a God.
其实，在我们每个人的心灵深处，我们都相信有一位救主。
And this is the Creator God of all things, to whom you and I are accountable.
这位救主就是创造万物的创造者，是我们可以依靠的。
There's one God, but there's also one mediator.
只有一位神，而且只有一位中保。
In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15, it says, For this reason Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance, now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from sins committed under the first covenant.
为此他做了 新约的中保，既然受死赎了前约之时所犯的罪过，便叫蒙召之人得着所应许永远的产业。
See, our Savior Jesus Christ is our representative because he stands between a holy God and sinful people.
我们的救主耶稣基督是我们的中保，因为他站在圣洁的上帝和罪恶的人类中间。
Jesus alone was able to be a pleasing sacrifice before a holy and a righteous God.
在圣洁和公义的上帝面前，耶稣基督自己就是蒙神悦纳的献祭。
In his priestly role, Jesus Christ is both human and God.
在他的祭司角色中，耶稣基督既是神又是人。
So Jesus Christ is both our representative as well as our substitution at the very same time.
耶稣基督是我们在神面前的代表，同时也是我们罪的代赎。
According to an old legend, a man became lost in his travels and walked into a bed of quicksand.
根据一个古老的传说，有一个人在旅途当中迷了路，陷入了流沙之中。
Confucius saw this man's predicament, and he said, "It is evident that men should stay out of places such as this."
孔夫子看到这个人的困境，说，很明显，我们要远离这样的处境。
Next, Buddha observed the situation and said. Let this man's plight be a lesson to the entire world.
佛祖看到这个情形，说让这个人的教训成为情况成为其他所有人的一个教训。
And Muhammad came by and saw this man in the sinking sand and said, "Alas, it is the will of God."
然后穆罕默德经过的时候，他看到这个下沉的人，对他说，啊，这就是上帝的旨意。
Finally, Jesus Christ appeared and he said, "Take my hand," he said, "and I will save you."
最后耶稣来了，他对这个人说，你抓住我的手，我会救你出来。
See, that's the difference between Jesus Christ and all these religions.
这就是耶稣基督与其他一切宗教的差别。
Jesus Christ is the only one who is both God and man, who can reach down to sinful man and bring him up to a holy God.
唯有耶稣基督，他既是神又是人，可以从天上伸下手来救赎我们脱离罪恶。
Jesus Christ is the one and only ransom.
耶稣基督是唯一的赎价。
Pluralism is the assertion that no one religion is right, but that all religions have value.
多神论者认为没有一个宗教是正确的，但是每个宗教都有它自己的价值。
Today in our society, pluralism takes a more aggressive stance.
今天多神论主义他们宣扬一个更为激进的立场。
It teaches today that the only valid belief is a belief that no one religion alone is correct.
他们相信唯一不可信的宗教就是相信只有一个宗教是正确的宗教。
Today, at the risk of being politically and religiously incorrect, let me say this.
今天我冒着在政治上和宗教上不正确的风险。
On the authority of God's word, Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone provides redemption through his shed blood on the cross for everyone.
今天我要说靠着神话语的权柄，只有耶稣基督为每个人提供了真正的救赎。
R.C. Sproul said this, "It is one thing to believe in God, and it's quite another to believe God."
史普罗说，相信有神是一回事，信靠神是另外一回事。
Let me repeat that. R.C. Sproul said, "It's one thing to believe in God, it's quite another to believe God."
他的意思说，信有神是一回事，信靠神是另外一回事。
What is true redemption? In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins.
真正的救赎，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰盛的恩典。
And then the man Christ Jesus who gave himself as a ransom for all men.
乃是降世为人的耶稣基督，他舍自己做万人的赎价。
And we're going to be out of here by 11 o'clock, so you know, your food's going to be okay when you get home.
我们将在11点之前结束。
When Dr. John Kelly of John Hopkins University was going for a walk, he got rather thirsty.
当约翰霍普金斯大学的约翰凯利教授散步的时候，
Seeing an old farmhouse, he went to the door and asked a little girl there who answered, "Are your parents home?"
他觉得非常口渴，当他看到一个旧农场的时候，他前去敲门，然后问开门的女孩说他的父母是否在家。
She said no, and he said, Could I bother you for a drink of water?"
这个女孩说不在，然后这个教授就问这小女孩说可否要一杯水喝。
She said she would have to pump the water. Instead, she offered him to come in and have a cold glass of milk.
这个女孩告诉他说，如果要喝水的话，我必须要上山坡去打水。不过你可以进来喝一些冷的牛奶。
He drank the milk and went on his way.
然后这凯蒂教授喝了牛奶，然后继续散步。
2 weeks later, Dr. Kelly recognized a girl on the operating table, and it was the same little girl.
两个星期以后，凯莉认出她在 做手术的手术台上的这个女孩正是那位给她牛奶的人。
The hospital and Dr. Bills soon came to the family, and they had no idea how they were going to pay them.
很快，医院和医生的账单就寄到了这个女孩的家里，她的父母不知道如何去付这笔钱。
However, they looked down at the bottom of the bill and read these words.
后来他们看到在账单的最后写着这样一句话。
Paid in full by 2 glasses of milk.
账单已被两杯牛奶付清了。
Isn't that a wonderful story? I love the old hymn, Jesus paid it all, all to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow.
这实在是一个很好的故事，我非常喜欢一首老的圣诗，主替我舍身，罪债全偿还，无数罪孽污秽心，主洗鼻血白净。
And I love it, one day when we stand before God, we're going to stand there and he's going to say, paid in full by the precious blood of my son Jesus Christ.
当有一天我们站在神面前的时候，他将告诉我们说，一切的赎价都已经偿还，因着我儿子耶稣基督的宝血。
And as Paul wrote this, he realized that he was the messenger that was to be sent out by God to start churches all over the known world.
保罗就曾说到，他是神所差派的一位使者，向世界来传扬福音。
In Acts chapter 9:15, it says, But the Lord said to Ananias, Go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel.
使徒行传九章十五节，主对亚拿尼亚说，你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。
Today there are millions of God's messengers.
今天世界上有成千上万上帝的使者。
We as God's church are to carry this life-changing message to the entire world.
作为神的教会，我们的使命是将这改变人生命的福音带到世界的每个角落。
Now let's sum up the message by saying, Jesus, the ransom for all people, reveals first of all the heart of God.
让我们来做一些总结。耶稣作为全人类的赎价，表明了。
The Lord we serve is not some cruel ruler who gains joy by watching people suffer and die in their sins.
第一，表明了神的心意。我们侍奉的主并不是一个看着人们受苦并在最终死并以此为乐的一个残酷的统治者。
In love, God sent His only beloved Son to die for the sins of all humanity.
因为爱，神差他的儿子为我们的罪死了。
Jesus, a ransom for all people, shows God's wonderful plan of salvation.
耶稣作为我们的赎价，也表明了神奇妙的救赎计划。
There's a great gulf between God and man.
在神和人之间有不可跨越的罪的鸿沟。
Jesus Christ perfectly bridged this gulf by paying for man's debt.
耶稣基督成为跨越鸿沟的桥梁，为人的罪付上代价。
By paying for man's debt, he reconciled to God, us to God, by trusting Christ's all-sufficient sacrifice for sin.
他的死使我们能够借着相信耶稣基督全备的福音与神和好。
And then Jesus' ransom also shows us the validity of world evangelism and missions.
耶稣基督的赎价同样也告诉我们普世的福音和宣教。
Our pastor is going to be a mission to South America now. Bolivia, pastor, is that where it's at?
我们的牧师要去南非吗？
Brazil, oh, oh, oh yeah, Brazil. Oh. Brazil. He likes the food down there, he says.
他说我们的牧师喜欢那边的食物。
But you know, God's plan for missions is it's not limited to a particular people, a particular time, a particular place.
神的福音并不局限在某一群人或在特定的时间与空间当中。
God wants us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to everyone.
神希望我们把福音传向世界的每一个人。
Jesus Christ is a ransom for all people.
耶稣基督是全世界所有人的赎价。
I ask you today, maybe you're visiting the church. Is Jesus Christ your Savior?
如果你今天是来拜访我们的教会，耶稣基督已经是你的救主了吗？
Have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord?
你是否接受耶稣基督为你生命的救主？
If you want to be saved today, I would like you to pray a prayer with me.
如果你今天愿意相信耶稣基督，请你来跟随我一起做这个祷告。
Would everyone please bow your head and close your eyes? And we're going to ask maybe one or two people who maybe don't know Christ as your Savior to pray the prayer of salvation today.
好，请大家低下头，我们一起祷告。如果有人愿意相信耶稣基督的话，也请他们跟我们一起来做这个祷告。
Pray with me, dear Father.
请跟我一起祷告，我们在天上的父。
I admit that I'm a sinner and ask for forgiveness.
我承认我是个罪人，并且祈求你的宽恕。
I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay for my sin.
我相信耶稣基督死在十字架上，为我偿还了一切的罪价。
With all my heart, I receive Jesus Christ as my Savior and my Lord.
我打开我的心，接受耶稣基督成为我生命的主和我的救主。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名。
If you have prayed this prayer with me, keep your heads bowed, please, and your eyes closed. If you prayed that prayer with me and you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior today, would you please raise your hand?
请闭上眼睛。
Raise your hand.
低下头。如果你今天相信耶稣基督为你生命的主，请你举手。如果你刚才跟我一同做了这个祷告，请你举手。
Dear Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for those who have prayed the prayer of faith, who know you as Savior in our service today.
我亲爱的父神，我们感谢你，为着那些今天做了这个觉知祷告的人来感谢你。
We ask today, Lord, to continue working on our hearts so that we might share this glorious message of the ransom to the world, who is Jesus Christ.
主耶稣，也祈求你来继续对着我们的心说话，让我们在我们的心里面动工，让我们能够继续来把你这个荣耀的福音告诉更多的人。
In Christ's name we pray, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。